Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
All right, hello and what good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, Wayne. Hello, Brian.
Dan.
What's up, you guys?
It's Monday.
Monday, holiday, another day in paradise, right?
You betcha.
Hey, Brian, I'm watching some FSU football. Just let you know there's some real football game on tonight. You might want to watch it.
No, that definitely isn't real football.
Oh, that's real football.
No.
Yeah. You Ohio State Buckeyes can buck off. How's that?
Hey, when you get smoked 77-10,
yeah, they played a. Come on, man! It was a nobody. Florida State playing old. Florida State's playing old.
BG is actually not too bad of a team.
Yeah.
Let's say this. But this is a football game. Cool. These are two of the top in their division playing third and fourth, yeah. I think, something like that. That's competition, guys.
Next week they'll play Joe's Barber College. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, Joe's Barber College. That's Florida team. That's who Florida plays. That's who Florida plays.
Usually, yeah. Just don't.
Rank
yeah,
number
the
first one.
Two games of the season. Yeah.
We all got our favorite teams, man. But there's different divisions and stuff, but. There's some pretty good teams out there, man. There really is. And some of the underdog teams are not bad themselves, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Been a few upsets over the years, some of these little small colleges and stuff. But anyway, we are here tonight to talk about putting out the fires. Isn't that right? Did I do that right?
No. Putting the fire out.
Okay, I got it backwards. Sorry. My bad. But we all know.
It's okay.
We all know. I get a little dyslexic sometimes. But anyway, we're joining up. Brian's joining up with us, or we're joining up with Brian, however you want to put it, Wayne. And we're going to try to work together to our causes. We need more of this. We need a lot more people doing this. And I guess this is just a start for us. There's a lot to be done, and it's a lot for, a handful of people to do. So we're just going to start. Brian's going to do, a show or maybe two a week, and with me and you, and then of course you'll be here one other night. Thursday nights you won't be here, right, Brian? Is it right? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday you'll be with us.
Yeah, that Thursday night is definitely that's just not going to happen.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Because Thursday nights we do MS. We have a couple other people that do it with us, so we do the MS shows on Thursday night. I haven't figured this out yet, guys. Maybe kind of get y'all's input, or maybe the public's input. Maybe doing RSD CRPS one night a week, and then try to do. I don't know. I haven't figured if I'm gonna do Lyme disease or fibromyalgia one night, or lupus. I haven't figured out because there ain't enough nights in a week, really. And then we'll leave one night open for different disorders. Kind of what I'm thinking. I'm not sure yet. I guess we can all talk about it elsewhere and see what we can come up with. So, Brian, what do you have going on in your area right now? I know you have your CRPS group, then you have the group that is for CRPS, Lyme disease, and fibromyalgia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That one there that you were just talking about is the hope for the patients. So yep. that's CRPS, Lyme, and fibro.
Right. Okay. And
I've also got the newsletter still going as well.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of what else I got going.
I know you got the page up and going. I know that.
Yep. I do have that up and going. I've had a couple people that has been asking me about putting the fire out t-shirts. I do have that up and going now. I am currently working on an app, not like an app, but an order form that I'm going to have up on the website. It'll be a lot easier to do it that way.
Right.
I am working on that. It's not up there yet.
Okay.
Now on those shirts,
mm-hmm.
we are not making any money off of those shirts. Those shirts are at cost to whoever buys them. There is no in between, so whatever you're paying for the shirt is just what it costs to have them manufactured. The right. lady that is making them, she's charging us $10 a shirt, which is actually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And then you'll have your shipping involved, which I think is somewhere right around $5, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually like four to seven, something like that. For most shipping on things like that.
Right.
I think that's what mine was when I ordered my shirt, but my shirt cost a lot more than $10.
Right.
And they're not cheap.
She just, when I talked to her, she said she'd work with me, and I was surprised when she quoted me that. Right. I've seen some of the stuff she does. She does all the shirts for our high school sports teams and stuff. So, I know it is quality. But right. I was shocked when she came at me with $10.
Yeah, that's almost a steal. That's really good. A good price. Right. Yeah, I've seen people asking about it. And I haven't really had a chance to talk to you too much about it. But I did see you had that going. So that's a good thing. And we made it through the storm this past week. Wayne, I'm glad that I did cancel the show Thursday night, because about 7:45 we lost power that night to about 10:30. So I called that one right. I did. I thought about it Wednesday, and I'm like, man, I really hate to do this to the MS community, but something was telling me that we were just going to get nailed. And we didn't have too bad of weather, but we had a lot of rain for 3 or 4 days, and it got a little windy that night, and like 250,000 people lost power, I think, in the state, and there's still like 30,000 people without power. So that's up in the panhandle. But we did lose power for a few hours, so I'm glad that I postponed the show. Again, I hated to do it, but Mother Nature, you're not going to win. She's going to win every time. So mine's not even try to mess with her, because it's not going to work. I figured that out years ago. But
yeah,
we're up and running. We suppose we don't have no bad weather for a while, so maybe we can make it through a week or two. no interruptions. That would be good. You've had a few around here lately. If it ain't been computer problems, it's something to do with Blog Talk Radio or the internet or storms. It's been a rough few weeks, but we got it. We got up and running and going with it. So y'all let me know. Y'all, what you think about what I was saying about the nights a week doing different shows. I don't know. I don't know if we can. We're not. We don't have. I don't do enough shows. I don't do them on Fridays or Saturdays. I could do them on Sundays, I guess, but I really don't like messing with the weekend too much because a lot of people do things over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, or Friday and Saturday anyway. Sundays, a lot of people go to church and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it really benefit to do them on Sundays. And I don't want to do them on Friday and Saturdays because a lot of people are doing things with their family. So we'll have to figure out something, but we'll come up with something. Wayne, I know you want to throw a show in there every once in a while with some of the things that you do. We haven't done one of those in a few weeks. Or well, it's been probably been about a month, hasn't it? It's been a while.
About 3 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're about due to, we're about due for another one of those.
Whenever, here, whenever we get it, you know, it's.
Well, you know, there's so many, disorders as well, like 150 of them or more. So there's a lot to cover, and you know, I'm trying to get around to most of them, if not all of them. I don't know if we'll ever be able to do all of them or not, but I try to. What we're trying to do, Brian, we're trying to do as many shows as we can on other disorders, chronic pain disorders. And like I said, there's over 150 of them.
Right.
So there is a lot. There is a lot. And we're trying to cover, you know, the main ones like MS. Them guys are wanting to do show every week. So I'm like, you got it. We'll do it if we can help. And that's what we're trying to find more people like that to do shows every week. So we can just keep it going, but I ain't having a lot of success with it. So we're gonna keep pounding away like we are, and we'll get there. I mean, we'll get there. So like I said, I'm probably gonna add RSDC RPS night. It'll have to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So I don't know. I might do it on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
So we have Mondays and Tuesdays open to either do fibro, Lyme, or so. I'm probably going to do Lyme disease. I know her as Lyme Laura Ann or whatever. She's not feeling the greatest. I talked to her today. I wanted to try to get her on to do a show, and she's having some bad times. So I'm very unfortunate because I liked her doing shows. She was really full of information. So maybe if she can get around to being better, maybe she'll do them once a week with us. Something I'd have to ask her. But we will figure it out. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's talking about awareness, and it's such an uproar. We know that, and me and Wayne's talked about this a lot, raising awareness goes with finding a cure because you have to make people aware of what's going on. So some people are really getting aggravated because some people are doing different things to raise awareness. To me, Brian, and tell me if I'm wrong, either one of y'all, there's several ways to raise awareness. And I don't think there's a bad way, honestly.
No, not at all.
I mean, there is so many different ways of doing it, you know. I don't want to say their name, but somebody's done it with music, and that's fine. I mean, if they're raising awareness, that's a good thing. I particularly don't like the song, but that's my opinion, my choice. But it's raising awareness, and that's what we got to do. I mean, we've got to bring awareness to as many disorders as we can to the forefront. I mean, to educate not only the public, but doctors, lawyers for that matter, educate as many people as we can. That's the name of the game. So, you know, there's a little bit of riffraff going on. It's been kind of quiet the last few days on Facebook. I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff going on. So maybe people are finally starting to settle down a little bit, but, I don't know. We'll see. Hey, this game ain't good. It's Ole Miss 7, Florida State nothing.
Good.
Maybe Florida State ain't that good. You guys don't even start on me. Don't y'all even start on me. We'll start talking politics.
You're the one that gave us a score. Hey, you know I'll talk politics.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Wayne's just mad because Trump's going to be the president and change the country. Hey, I see where Hillary bought her a new plane. Ain't that special? She went out and bought her a little airplane.
Oh, she's got like 5 or 6 mansions. It isn't like the
oh yeah
woman really needs a lot more. But
yeah. What's her not make America great again? That's Trump's. What's hers now? I forget what it is. She's trying to copy everything he does.
Yeah, hers think. Is more like yeah, I don't care. You know, I mean, they're to me, they're both like let's blow things up. So. You know, and if you've been on the receiving end of that, you know, it's not really all that entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're making the money off of it, you know.
Sure, sure. And we'll get off of politics. I don't like talking politics. Anyway, I know Wayne does.
CRPS?
I don't. Yeah, sure. Sure. Anything but politics.
Yeah.
You know, I just like to get Wayne going every once in a while, you know, fire him up a little bit. I see he's been fired up the last few days anyway. I really didn't need to say anything.
That's for sure.
Brian, how much do you know about this new stimulator? Me and you were chit-chatting the other day just a little bit about it on a message. The one that they say it's really works for CRPS, but I know you said you couldn't get – or I said you couldn't get an MRI with it. Do you know anything about this new thing at all? Because I still haven't researched it.
I haven't dug a lot into it.
Yeah.
But the way it sounds like it's a good thing. It sounds like it's really helping a lot of people. But you know, as with you said, as far as MRIs and stuff go, with that one and like the same one like that I have, you cannot have an MRI done with it because, well, you know, metal inside of an MRI is just not a good thing.
Right.
And
you
know, and like I said, you know, with mine, I set airport security stuff. I mean, I've got one of the little cards that I have to hand every time I go through those things that says, you know, I've got metal in me and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, but I have not really dug into it that much. I do need to research a little bit more on it, but no, at this point I haven't done a whole lot.
Yeah, me neither. Because when I found out you couldn't get the MRI with it, that kind of turned me away almost immediately. Because pretty good chance that we're going to have an MRI sometime in our life. You know?
Right.
And not having that compatible with an MRI is kind of it just kind of throws me off. I'm not really for it. I mean, I hope it works for people, and I'm not going to, you know, downgrade it. I just don't think it's not the best choice. You can't get an MRI.
Right. You know, because like with me, if I do have to have an MRI, the only part of my body that can be MRI'd is just my head. But then they have to have the special magnet. They can't use the regular magnet.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. See, I can get MRI anywhere. Mine's compatible. I just turn it to MRI mode and the way we go. But it still does get hot. I mean, it gets extremely hot. So right. I try not to get it. Try not to get MRIs if I can get around it. Because you can feel it. Believe me, it gets very hot. And I'm like, you're cooking me alive, literally. Can you get me out of here? So that's definitely not a good feeling. I will tell you that now. The last one I had, they about burnt me up, man. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I hit the button, you know, to stop. I said, y'all got to stop. I said, I can't do this no more. The lady felt my back, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, oh my God, it's right. You're cooking me. So, but
you know,
we, huh?
Well, I was just, I'm reading there's a 38-year-old male from Millington, Illinois. He was a construction worker. He has not been able to, he was not able to walk his, it had gotten so bad in his legs that he could not walk. And within a minute of beginning the new treatment, his pain went away and he was able to stand and walk for the first time in years. You know, I mean, so maybe it is, maybe it's one of them things that only helps so many people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's true, I mean, that's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing.
Right.
I believe. But so,
you know, I mean, other than that, I don't really know much into it. I will look more into it and I will have an update tomorrow night for you.
Okay. Cool. That works. Usually that's Wayne's job, but he's been awful quiet this evening for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on.
Had a bad night last night.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still kind of running over to today.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
That is not good at all. But I've this past week was kind of rough on myself. And come to find out, I didn't realize it was actually burning. And I don't know if you get this or not. Wayne, I'm sure you don't, unless you have CRPS. But my hand where I have the CRPS has been itching so bad this past week. And it's not really itching. It's like it's burning, but to me, it feels like it's itching and want to scratch it. Man, I've got the ointment I told you I have, the pain cream, and I wear my Copper Fit glove over top of it, and it kind of takes the itching away the burning, actually what it is, burning itching, but kind of takes it away for a little bit. Man, this hand's been like this for a week now. And I'm like, and this evening I decided I was going to start walking the neighborhood a little bit, try to get some exercise. You know, I've been overall feeling a little bit better. And I made it a pretty good distance this evening. I was kind of shocked that I went as far as I did, but that's a good thing. So I just need to keep exercising now. But yeah, this hand, man, is driving me crazy. I just literally want to cut it off. It's like, I mean,
That is one of the side effects.
Yeah, man. It ain't never done this like this before. I mean, it's really been bad this week.
I get it here and there, but it is one of them things that you do not want to scratch it, because when you scratch it, and you've probably felt this, but your pain gets worse.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the side effects.
Yeah. Well, I knew the burning, itching, burning was a sign of it, but I've never had it this bad. That's what I'm saying. It's really weird this week, man. The last week, a little bit over a week, has been terrible. And it's where I've scratched it, because it itches so bad sometimes. I'm getting little spots between my fingers where I've itched it and made it like raw or whatever. And it's just like, man, I want to stick my hand in a cold thing of ice, but I'm like, no, don't do ice. That's not good for CRPS. Yeah, I was like, ice feels so good. it's been unreal.
Let me tell you a little story about ice. I right before I was diagnosed, I was doing physical therapy, and the therapist, you know, sometimes when they're done, they'll make you sit for 10, 15 minutes and they put ice on you or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was laying there on that table and I just started. It was my very first day of the therapy. And she brought that ice pack over there and she laid it down on top of my foot and my ankle. And I'll tell you, Dan, I literally about come off that table as fast as I could get off of that table. Because it felt like when she put that ice on there, it felt like somebody took a board that had hot, right out of a fire, nails and just slammed it into my foot and kept raking it across there. So no, ice is not good for CRPS, that's for sure.
No, it's not. It's not. But I'm like, man, you know, just because of the burning, you know, You want something to cool it down. But this ointment I have works pretty good on it. It's like it just, you know, it worked for so long, and of course it comes back again. But it's like, man, it's really been rough this past week with it. And it's just mainly been my hand, you know. Of course, that's where the CRPS started, my arm and hand. My foot hasn't been as bad. It has some, but I've been able to control that with, you know, with the ointment. But this hand just won't give up, even with the stimulator on. The stimulator helps. It does help it some. I think I need to turn it up a little bit more, and probably help me a little bit more with it. But yeah, it's not fun. That's for sure. I've been dropping things with that hand again. You know, I haven't done that in a while. I've been able to, you know, hold on to a few smaller things, nothing real small, but nothing real heavy. But now I can't even hardly grip anything. So it's like, wow. I don't know. CRPS sucks. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's, I mean, just like, it, while we're talking about that, while we're talking about the CRPS, I seen a picture on Facebook today, and I've got it up here on my phone, and I really like this picture because, you know, people are all the time saying, what does it feel like? What does it feel like? You know, and this picture has a hand, and then it's got barbed wire wrapped around the hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
I love that picture because it – I don't know who shared it. I can't remember.
Melina posted it. I shared it on my Facebook from her. Yeah, it's got the barbed wires, got the pins and needles, numbness, brain fog, pain, vertigo, multiple issues, vision problem.
Yeah.
And it says, this is how I feel. I smile. I tell jokes. I try to ignore it, but the truth is I'm hurting. Yeah. Yeah, that was Melina that shared that. The lady that her daughter has it. I think they live in England, I believe.
Yeah,
in
that's
England.
Where they live over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. They
I know you.
Yes, they she puts up some really nice things sometimes. She really gets some nice posts.
Yeah, she does. I think that maybe we should try to maybe do something more with this picture, find out who made it and, you know, of course get permission for it, but I wouldn't mind doing something a little more with this picture.
Yeah. I don't, I'll tell you who makes really, really good, pictures for all kinds of different awarenesses. Cheryl Lynn Pope, I think she's the one I did with the one from our radio show, the background. She really does amazing pictures. She does some great work with pictures. You could probably try to you can contact her on Facebook.
Yeah, I might do that because, you know, I mean, the thing is with a picture, you may not think it's just a picture, but that picture will say 1,000 words, and that is something that you can get out all over the place.
Sure. Yep. It doesn't say on here. I'm trying to look at the picture. It doesn't say. I'm not sure if she did or not. I know somebody else that does the pictures, but I like Cheryl's stuff better. Cheryl does amazing work. I might want to try to contact her and see if that's hers. Because if that is hers, I'm sure if you ask, she doesn't mind you share it. I'm sure I would ask her to make sure, but I don't know whose that is. I can't see whose it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too, and I don't see a name or nothing. But you know, I can contact Mel. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, so I'll contact her and find out who done it. You know, or we can see. We might be able to also go to your person as well and see if we can get her to do something, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I know she usually charges to do things, but she did me right with mine. And I give her a lot of advertisement and stuff and send a lot of people her way. So,
right.
You know, kind of scratch their back, they scratch yours type deal. I mean, that's kind of how I do things to help. I mean, they do something for me. I'm going to do something to help them again. So, Wayne, what you got to say over there, man? You've been awful quiet. Me and Brian's just carrying on the conversation. I ain't trying to leave you out of nothing. I'm trying to.
Oh, no. You know, I mean, we've been beating awareness for, you know, quite a while now, and it's going to be something that we're going to continue to do because, you know, we have to get people in. Just talking. They have to start talking. If you're listening, start talking. It's going to help you, and it's going to help everybody that, you know, it's going to hear you. You know, if you can wake somebody up and get them pushing for a cure, the faster it'll happen. But we all have to start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. You know, we hopefully by people seeing that we're trying to work together here, and we're not trying, we are working together here. Hopefully people will see that and the light switch will go on and they'll say, hey, you know, look at what these guys are doing. These guys are working together. Yeah. They got different points of view on a lot of things, but they're working together for the same reason. Yeah. And that's how we all need to be. I mean, every single body in the chronic pain community, 700 million people worldwide need to be that way. But yes, we understand we're not going to get 700 million people to be that way, but if we can get 400 or 500 million, we're doing great, you know.
So I just assume that every one of them that, you know, we're all in pain. Sure. Start using that ordinariness for you know, something good.
Yeah,
you know, let's all be, you know, a little bit pissy, but let's do it to the people that matter. You know, and I think that's what we have to start doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them know you're here.
That's true. Yeah, that's the only way that anything's going to ever stand a chance to be done is, these people take the frustrations and the hurt out on other people in the chronic pain community. If they would spend that effort to the people that really are pissing them off, we might get something. We might get something accomplished soon, you know.
Yep.
I mean, that's how I feel, and it's just sad that people just don't want to do it. I mean, they just don't. But
we'll go ahead and, you know, we'll be mad at everybody else in the world, but not mad at the people who we should be holding our anger towards, you know, and living a life of pain is, that's a good reason to be angry, especially when there's, you know, ways around this, you know, just because somebody's not going to make a lot of money off of the deal doesn't mean that we don't need to be helped.
That's true. That's true.
Just one that we've talked about quite a bit too is.
Yeah, we have. We've done it a lot. And it does get rather old doing it, but I'm gonna keep doing it till the message gets out to people until they understand what's really going on. You know, and that we need to keep doing this. I mean, we just need to keep doing it. Like, I need to start promoting my Bee Venom group more too. Because I've been hearing some amazing stories on that. I've heard a few over the weekend. Unbelievable how well that stuff works for MS.
Well, it's new, you know, and people have to try it. And if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But if it helps you with your pain, it's a good thing to spread it. You know, and we have to do that with everything. Just because it's not the newest thing from, you know, Squibb or, you know, Bear Meyer, you know, just because it's not something off one of the big pharma companies does not mean that it's not a good thing to do. You know? Sure. Come on, yeah. We have bees everywhere, and no, nobody wants to get stung by a wasp or, you know, but honeybees, come on, we used to play with those as kids.
Right.
That wasn't that bad. Actually, when I was thinking about it here a couple of days ago, was, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd get stung every now and then, but the honeybees, it wasn't that bad of a deal. Mm-hmm. You know, wasp, yeah, that was a different story. Or a hornet, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, those are well, a lot different. Go ahead.
You know, I've done not this past newsletter, but the newsletter before, I'd done that big story on the bee venom.
Yeah,
I did have somebody contact me yesterday, it was, and the lady said that she's never heard of the bee venom, but she was reading it in that newsletter. She did make an appointment, and she went out and had it done, and it is actually helping her. She had her first set of them was done yesterday, and she said she can feel the difference in her leg already. So that right there is proof that it is actually helpful.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm getting blasted on Facebook for Alabama fans. They don't like my comment. If you have to buy your way to it. If you have to buy your way to a national title, it ain't worth having. Whatever.
I
like
myself.
Alabama, too. Don't get me wrong. Huh?
I know myself. I do not like Alabama. And Wayne, being an Ohio State fan, I can sure say he probably don't like Alabama either.
Yeah. No, not since the Michigan State coach actually went and, you know, backed out on his contract and went down to Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about them.
Yeah. I happen to like Alabama too. Florida State is my favorite team, but they always have been. But actually they wasn't always my favorite team. Bobby Bowden was my favorite coach, and he used to coach at the University of West Virginia when I was younger, and I followed in there. Then when he came to Florida State, I followed him to Florida State, and I've liked Florida State ever since. So, I mean, it's been several years, but that's actually how I started liking FSU. I can't stand the Gators, though. I will tell you that. I like any team in college football but the Florida Gators. I'm probably lose a lot of fans over that one, but it's okay. Lose the Gator fan ain't losing much, so.
I can't do these shows with you no more.
Why, because you like the Gators?
No, because you're a big Florida State and Alabama fan, so I'm done.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
See you later. See you later. Let me see how fast I can kick you off. I can hit that X button super quick. But now, you know, listen, man, that's what makes sports is people liking other teams and not liking teams.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Anybody takes it personal like these people are doing on Facebook, I'm like, really? I just left it alone. I'm like, I ain't got time for y'all. Yeah. I get so mad.
If you can't and joke around with somebody about their sports team, there's something they're a little too much into it.
They're still going on about it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, they're talking, trying to talk trash about Florida after Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer left. Really, neither one of them are worth a crap, so we're not missing nothing. Whatever. Let me get away from that, John, before I get mad. I need to get back on track and leave sports alone. That's all I got to say. They're hating on it. It's okay. They can hate. It's okay to hate. But you know, we do. We need to come up with some things, Brian. Like you said, with that picture, for one, that would be great. Maybe come up with some stuff ourselves, or you, I should say, because I really don't do that technical stuff. That would be great, man. And I don't know, maybe we'll use it as a thing for the show, or show to, you know, advertise our show with, like I have now. Maybe we can come up with some kind of design or something to use for it. I think that would be pretty cool, and that right. would be, you know, sharing right. awareness too, you know. So we'll see what we can come up with. I'll see if I can get a hold of Cheryl and see if she can help out. There goes Wayne typing on the keyboard. He's looking for something. He's on a mission. You can hear him, man.
I was wondering what that was. It sounded like somebody was in the background beating on drums.
No.
Close.
Is Wayne beating the crap out of his keyboard because he's mad about something?
No, it actually just makes my fingers feel better if I beat on them.
Wayne, I like having him around. It gives me somebody to pick on.
Right.
Now, Wayne does a lot of research though. He researches the crap out of stuff. So I'm glad to have him around because
I hate doing a rant, you know, and having somebody come blast back at me with those pesky facts, you know, and you know, I just hate being stupid, you know, or even sounding stupid. So I like to go get my facts before I open up my mouth.
All right. We did a show a couple weeks ago on pots. Oh boy, did we open up a can on that one. I had to call in a friend to bail us out on that one. I didn't know there was two types of pots, and man, that's some pretty rough stuff. Both of them are.
Wow.
Yeah, but Lisa Davis coming.
Yeah, I have like five or six sites all set up and ready. And just as we started the show, starting reading those, it's like, oh my God, you know, I just could not believe what was involved in this. You know, it was like you needed a doctorate just to understand how they diagnosed it. If you have POTS, oh my, I feel so sorry for you. And if there's anything that we could do, please, 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 please tell us.
Absolutely. Yeah, right, it is, right. Man. It's really bad stuff, man. I didn't realize because, you know, Wayne sent me the link, the stuff that he had, and I was reading it with him, and I'm like, oh, my God, dude, you know what? We've really need some help on this one because I didn't understand hardly. I understood a little bit, you know, and Wayne did too, but, man, I mean, I could send you the stuff, and you'd be like, huh? I mean, that's where we were. We were like, what?
Oh yeah, we were definitely way over our own heads on it, you know. And it took us about 20 minutes before we just went, never mind. This is We did do a show on POTS, you know, where we got some help on it, which really, really was helpful. And we need to do more of that with. You know, like I said, we have 154, you know, major illnesses, you know, pain related. So, you know, if this is any indication of what's out there, oh yeah, we're in dire straits. We need some help.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But you know, we're gonna keep going with this stuff, man, and we're going to. We're gonna make. I don't want to say make sense of it. We're gonna get it out there, and help people understand about these disorders and how dangerous some of them really are. You know, the lady Wayne that I told you about that has POTS has one of them. Not sure which one it is. I'm going to write her and see if I can get her on the show. She, you know, wants to remain anonymous, which is fine. I told her that's not a not an issue to do. I guess because of the her family situation or something. I'm not really sure, but
I don't care.
I would love to get her on. Fine. Yeah, you know, I told her, I said, we will keep you anonymous. And that's something I want, Brian, you can tell your people that listen to you or follow you in your groups and stuff. Anytime anybody wants to come on our show, they're more than welcome. And all they have to do is, hey, I want to remain anonymous. And that's the end of that. I don't
ever ask. Yeah, John, though. That's no problem.
Yeah, I don't ever ask anyone to, you know, say who they are unless they want to be known. And that's fine. So, I mean, you know, I try to respect the community. Because a lot of people, and me and Wayne talked about this several times, a lot of people are, I think they feel ashamed because they have health issues. And me and Wayne both have said this numerous times, you don't need to feel ashamed. We can't control what, you know, we can control our health some. Okay, let me rephrase that. We can do it some, but we cannot control getting CRPS or Lyme disease or fibromyalgia or, you know, arthritis like Wayne has and stuff. We can't control that 100%, you know. With Lyme, yeah, you can protect yourself the best you can from ticks and mosquitoes and everything else, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. You're not going to get bit by a tick or a mosquito that carries Lyme disease. I mean, it's just that simple. Yeah. I don't actually know technically if mosquitoes do or not, but in my personal mind, I feel like they carry it. So, I mean, they can carry everything else. So, why couldn't they carry Lyme disease?
Exactly.
That's exactly. Some people say they don't, but some people say they might. So, you know, I feel like they can. So, I'm going to leave it at that. You know, we are, we're making progress. When I say we, I mean the chronic pain community is making progress.
Yeah.
Very slow progress, but we're making it. We just need more and more people to start, you know, raising awareness to start with. Like Wendy and them have done with the mugs and stuff. I ain't heard nothing else about that, but that, to me, they got a little criticism from it, and I'll be honest with you, I got upset about it because nobody needed to be criticizing them because they were trying to do their part to raise awareness. And it's exactly right. What I said to the people that were, you know, upset about it. I said, listen, you got no room to say anything because these people are trying to raise awareness the best way they know how. And we need to stand behind them and respect them for that. It's that simple.
Right, exactly. So, right.
Yeah.
They are in the process of starting another project. So I told her my group would help in that. So if you feel like you want to help out, feel free to jump in there and help with it.
Sure. Yep. Wow, these. Wow, dude. I want to send y'all this. I want you to see that this person wrote me. don't be a hater. Sorry, I'm talking about football again.
Are you in one of the football groups doing this or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing football groups. And there, I just said to you. This guy is crazy, man, or lady, whatever it is. Hold on, wait. I'm trying to find you to send it to you now. No, we're gonna do a logo. I'm gonna get with that way or. Brian, I'm going to get on that and see if we can't come up with either that one or another logo, and we're going to change things on the show. They're not changing my name on the Messenger. Don't do that to me. I didn't know what that was when you said that to me the other day. I'm like, what is this guy doing to me, man? Really? I'm like, what?
I'm hacking into your profile for you.
Yeah, I was like, what in the world? I'm fixing to send you this one that Cheryl did. Brian, I'm going to send this one to you. I want you to look at this and see. Hopefully it'll come up to you. I could always ask if we can use this. It's actually somebody's using it as their profile picture, but Cheryl did that one. And that's kind of work she does, and that really looks good. You want to see it, Wayne? I can send it to you, too. I don't want to leave you out. Oh, yeah, I see y'all rip. That's nice, ain't it?
Yeah, that's
that's
nice.
Just that. Yeah.
Now with the, I've got an idea running in my head. The one with the barbed wire. If we could get her, you know how there's that fist that's floating around that has the ice fire and the red fire.
Yeah.
But on, but have her maybe do the fist. You know, just one fist. Not not two up, not the two button together, but just the one fist with the blue fire and the red fire, and then have the barbed wire wrapping around it. I think that would look pretty sharp.
Yeah, I don't know who did this, but you know what? I'm thinking about snagging it and using it. There is no name on it, not that I see. I don't know. Maybe what's her name? Artwork by Tracy. She's on my friends list. She does a lot of things too.
Yeah, I've seen some of her stuff. I don't know her personally, so
yeah, I don't either. I don't either. She's just requested to be a friend not too long ago, but I know Cheryl does amazing stuff, and you can go to her page, dude. I think it's on my radio show page.
Okay.
See if you can go to it off of there, off of Corner's Corner. Okay. I think that's it's on that page, and you can see some of the stuff she's done, man. I mean, it's truly amazing. She does
wonderful
stuff.
Now the people are people that are listening to us. Sometime tonight, everything that we've been talking about here, I will update our groups with the links to these things, and then you can check it out as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you're the technical guy. you're the technician. Wayne does the research, and you do the technical parts. Yeah, I love it. And me, hey, I'm just stuck somewhere. I'm stuck somewhere in between, trying to figure things out. It's terrible. Ah, I gotta learn more, man. I gotta learn more. Yeah, her page is on the is on my page. I just looked. It's there. She does. She's got this really nice stuff, man. Nice stuff. Really.
Is it on the Corner page on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on Facebook. I don't know if I can. I might be able to invite you to like your page. Let me see if I can. Because I got to invite Wayne too. I can't leave Wayne left out. Yeah, right, I can invite you to like it. Yeah, I just sent you to like it. Now I got to find Wayne. He's on my friends list somewhere. I think he's at the bottom of the list.
Probably. No,
just kidding, Wayne. There. I invited both y'all. I invited both y'all to her page, man. It's really amazing some of the stuff she does. Just look at the stuff, man. All kinds of stuff.
Oh wow! Yeah, but, she does do.
As I said, she does really good work. I know a lot of people do work, and some other people do some good stuff too, some really nice stuff. But her stuff is remarkable. It really is.
Right.
And
now Wayne,
he said she. Huh?
Wayne, are you a member of any of my groups?
Yeah. Dude, I'm a member of so many groups.
Yeah, I think really, he is. Like, I mean, Brian.
I seen he liked the public page. I seen that yesterday. He liked. I didn't know if he was a member of any of the other ones or not.
I invited him to the public page, I believe. I'm trying to see. I know he's in my group, and I'm in his, which I hardly ever go in there. I need to. I need to make more time. He's in putting the fire out on CRPS. He's in there. I just seen that.
Yep. I just checked. I seen him in there.
I don't know if he's in the other one or not. Wayne don't comment too much in groups, but neither. I mean, I really don't either, for that matter. I put a thing up last week. I was going to quit posting my shows in groups because I felt like I was, you know, taking up space and stuff. But man, I had so many people write me and tell me, "Don't worry about it. Just keep posting it." So I'm like, okay. So yeah. I guess I'll be going back to posting the shows back in the groups.
Right. You know, with you and I joining up, I think it's probably good that you keep posting and putting the fire out and hope for the patients as well.
Right. Know, okay.
Don't stop doing it. You know how I feel about it. So.
Yeah. I haven't really posted in that one very much. your other one, Hope for the Patients or whatever. I really haven't posted a show in there. At least I don't think I have. I might have. But I will. I will start doing it. And what's her name? I forget her name that you're in that group in Ohio with.
Oh, Jillian?
She told me. Yeah, she told me I could post in there, but I haven't. I don't think I did for a little while, I believe. And for some reason, it quit showing up under my favorites. I don't know what happened. I'll have to check into that and see. But she said I could do that too. And I've got so many groups that I'm in, man. I got nowhere to put none. You know, you can add them to your favorites when it shows up on the left side of your page. And right. That's where I've got like about 150 of them right now, and I got no room. It won't let me do no more.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot that ain't even favored. And I go to them every couple of days. I'll go to them and look, and I'll go, "Oh wow, I ain't been in here in months." You know, there's just so many of them. I can't keep track of all of them. It's like Wayne.
Right.
You get to be in so many, you can't keep up with them. And it's like, man, these people think I'm just in here to be in here. And I'm like, no, really, I'm not. I just got too many groups. But yeah, we're going to come up, look around on Shell's page and see if you see something that you kind of like. And if you do, let me know. And I'll write her and see if we can get her to help out with something.
Okay.
And we'll use it. We'll use it. Because you can always shrink it down, right, to make it work for the show.
I can do a lot of stuff with that. I'm just not too good at creating it. You know what I mean?
Right, right. You see some of the stuff she has. It's unbelievable. Right. And it's like, I can't even get the stuff to shrink down. That's how technically advanced I am. I'm like, click. You go, "Oh, just do this, this, and this." And I'm like, "Huh? What did you just tell me to do?" You send it to me very slowly, step by step. And I still can't get it. Hey, I'll tell you how bad it is. I can't even get my money out of GoFundMe. My wife had to come and do it. Yeah. I'm not technically smart, man, when it comes to these computers, dude. I'm telling you. I'm not. I don't know how I can do the radio show, but I figured that one out somehow. Lots of practice. Doing shows by myself with nobody around and talking to myself for an hour. Yeah, I learned how to do them. and then one day I was talking to Wayne, and he could hear me, but I couldn't hear him. And I had it muted or something. I don't even know what it was. I'd done it a couple of times. I had to call in on my cell phone. I'm like, "Well, really? Hey, I'm here, Wayne."
Yeah.
I'd write him and say, "Can you take care of the show till I get on?" I was on, but my microphone wouldn't recognize. So, because I switched headsets after I clicked the microphone icon, you know, to go on air, I switched headsets like a dummy, and I switched back and it wouldn't work. So, yeah, I had to call in using my cell phone. I've done that a couple times the last month or so. It's been a real experience, I will tell you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are like a minute left. So thanks, Brian. I'm glad we're joining up, man. Wayne, thanks, as always, for making it. Sorry you're not feeling good, man. You could have took the night off if you needed to, man. Anytime you need to, don't hesitate. As long as I can get myself on.
Everybody
get
else.
Myself on it. I can get myself on air. I'm good to go for an hour. It's getting on air is the hard part. It's crazy.
I do hope you do start feeling better, Wayne.
Dude, you and me both. I'm getting tired of this.
Right? I hear you. It sucks. But I'll send you all the show stuff tomorrow. I got to make one either tonight or in the morning for tomorrow. So I don't know what it's going to be yet. I don't know what it'll be yet. I'll surprise you. But I'll send you all the link in the morning. All right, guys?
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you both. All right.
Okay.
You too. Good night.
Brian, Dan, night-night.
See ya.
Good night.